louder. Okay, we left off last week. We were talking a little bit about the Psik Resha. We got into the discussion of Psik Resha because the Gemara Psachim, the second parrot, quoted the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon about Dovashen and Miskaven. But the original Machlokes, both in terms of Shabbos and in Kol HaTorah Kula, if I do action A and there's a chance that action B may happen, is that a problem? According to Rabbi Yehuda, that's a serious problem. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's not a problem at all. But the exception to the rule of Dovashen and Miskaven was Psik Resha. If I know for a fact that by doing A, B is going to result. If B is an Aveir, if B is a Malach, if B is an Isser, it's not Melder Rabbi Shimon of Psik Resha. The problem was that the Gemara in Maseches Pesachim, which began to speak about different scenarios of Yisuri Hanah, which are done derech Psik Resha, not done derech Psik Resha, that was a big machlokes that we showed him, does Psik Resha apply in Yisuri Hanah? Maybe Psik Resha is only limited to Yisur of Maisim, not to Yisur of Hanah. We have a whole beer, we spent a lot of time last week trying to analyze this. In the process of discussing Psik Resha, so we bumped into the major machlokes between the Sefer Aruch and Tosfos, many Rishonim, about what exactly is the status of a very unique type of a Psik Resha, namely Psik Resha Delo Nichalei. If I do A, and I know that B is going to result, but I'm not particularly interested, I really don't care one way or the other that B happens, so according to the Aruch, that's fine. According to the Aruch, it's Het Gomor. And the Gemara said, you're not chayav, it means it's mutil, the chachiva, no shal, whatsoever. And we gave the lomdus last week that according to the Aruch, a Psik Resha Delo Nichalei is not a Psik Resha Bechlal. It's called the Dovashen Miskaven. So the Chan explained that Psik Resha is because the person ultimately wants it to happen. Whenever there's a Psik Resha, so subconsciously we assume you really want it to happen. But if Tachlis, you don't want it to happen, you don't want it to happen. That's not a problem. Psik Resha Delo Nichalei is Het Gomor according to the Aruch. Both in Shabbos and in Kol HaTorah Kula, everything. And Tosfos strongly opposed the Aruch. Tosfos in the Sefer Shabbos and the Sefer Ksubos explained that Psik Resha Delo Nichalei is still Psik Resha. It's not a Dovashen Miskaven, it's still Psik Resha. In Shabbos it's potter because Malacha and Tzich Leguf. In Shabbos it's potter because the purpose of doing the Malacha wasn't fulfilled. You didn't do the purpose of the Malacha like it was done in the Mishkan, so we're going to give you almost a tangential p'tor nuch Shabbos. In Kol HaTorah Kula there's no such p'tor. In Shabbos it's still awesome with the Rabbanan, the Chaniyeladam, Malacha and Tzich Leguf. That was pretty much where we left off in terms of the Machlekes Taisim. So we may mention at the very end of the Shia, which we're going to pick up now at this point, one of the Aruch's rayas, one of his most significant rayas, is a gemara that appears towards the end of Maseches Bachim. I think it was on last week's phone number, if I'm not mistaken, on Tzadik Aleph on the Beis. So let's take a look at the gemara inside, because this is going to become pivotal in terms of today's year. The gemara in Zvachim about Tzadik Aleph on the Beis, let's pick it up from, it's about 12, 15 lines from the bottom. The first one is Maisei. So towards the end of the line, Shmuel. The first one is Maisei, about 12 lines from the bottom. Shmuel. Hamisnadev Yayin. If a person makes an adova, he decides he wants to bring wine as a gift to the Beis HaMikdash. And what is he going to do with that wine? He wants to pour it on the Mizbech. He wants to bring it as a korban to the Beis HaMikdash. So how exactly is he going to do that? What exactly is he going to do with that wine? So he takes the wine and he pours it on the fire of the Mizbeach. My time up. What's the reason? What's the source of Makra? That the Torah describes the bringing of wine on the Mizbeach. And it describes it as being an Ishe Rech Nichach. Ishe means a Lashon Eish. So Shmuel says, we interpret the Pasuk Kipshuto, that the wine is mamish, literally poured onto the fire. So Gemara raises the question, how could it be that the Torah gives us such a mitzvah to take wine and to pour it onto the fire? You're extinguishing part of the flame of the Mizbech, and that's an Issa min HaTorah, Eish HaMizbech Tukabol HaSichbeh. So the Gemara tries really, really hard to try to show you why that may or may not be a violation of HaSichbeh. And finally the Gemara throws its hands up and says, you're right, it is a violation of HaSichbeh. So how could it be? How could it be that the Torah permits it on the one hand, and yet doing it as an Aveir on the other hand? So if you skip down, the Gemara says, finally, three lines from the bottom, Tanya, Yayin Nesach Lasafalim. Doesn't mean Yayin Nesach, trade for one. It means Yayin that's brought to the Mizbech, is three lines from the bottom, Lasafalim. That here the Braisa tells us that if a person is Misnadiv Yayin to the Beis HaMikdash, you don't pour it onto the fire, rather you pour it down the tubes of the Mizbech, on the sides of the Mizbech, which is not going to affect the flame. And the Brayso continues, Oh, Elishim, maybe you should actually put it on the fire. Nothing was says, Amos lo yichbe. The Brayso concludes, you can't put it on the fire. It's inconceivable that the Torah would have required to put it under the fire because of the Yisr of the Mechabe Eshem Yisbeh. So this Brayso contradicts Shmuel. Shmuel apparently was concerned with the Yisr of Kibui Eshem Yisbeh, and the Brayso was concerned. So what's the answer? Says, well, no problem, Kasha. Ha Rabbi Yehuda, Ha Rabbi Shimon. Says the Gemara, this question that Shmuel raised was actually Machlekes Atzanoim, and it all boils down to whether you accept Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Shimon. What's the cheshbon? If you follow the view of Rabbi Yehuda, that Dovah Shehem Miskaven is a problem, so then by pouring wine on the Mizbeach, even though I'm not intending to put out the flame, my goal was to pour the wine on the Mizbeach, but it's still awesome. Dovah Shehem Miskaven is awesome. It's awesome in a Torah, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it can't be that the Torah meant to pour wine on the Mizbeach. It must mean you pour down the tubes on the side. But according to Rabbi Shimon, who says that Dovah Shehem Miskaven is okay, there's nothing wrong with Dovah Shehem, it's Heter Gom with Dovah Shehem Miskaven, so it's possible that the Torah did say, and the Torah actually did say, Yishei Rechav Hashem, which would lead us to believe that you have to pour it on the fire itself. So when all the dust settles, the Gemara says, this din of Shmuel, whether the correct place to pour wine is on the fire or on the sides, ultimately boils down to Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. If you accept Rabbi Shimon, then you can pour it on the fire, it's Dovah Shehem Miskaven, you hide behind Dovah Shehem Miskaven. If you accept Rabbi Yehuda, then Dovah Shehem Miskaven is an issur minhag for you. It's ad kan devar gemara. So now, let's get thinking through the sugya now. In light of what we know about Dovah Shehem Miskaven, it's a gracious, we have a big problem. What's the big problem? It's not a Dovah Shehem Miskaven.
It's
a psikresha. It's a Dovah Shehem Miskaven. I pour wine on a fire, it's not going to go out. At least part of the flame is going to go out. I feel like Kiva b'miktsas. The gemara concludes it's a problem. So how in the world could the Gemara here in Zvachim tell us that this heter, so to speak, this bitch for this chiyuv of pouring wine on the Mizbeach depends on Rabbi Rabbi Shimon? It should be also Bein Rabbi 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 Shimon. It should be also Rabbi 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 Shimon. Nope. What's the Aruch solution?
Say by such a case, there's no such a falls back to the case of Dark Shem in the
sky. It's a what? Because it's a psikresha. The what? Lo nichle. I don't want, I'm a nice guy. I'm not interested. I'm not coming to fire extinguisher. My intent is not to put up the Mizbeach fire. I want to pour wine in the Mizbeach and do a mitzvah. It's not a guy. Maybe I'll get an issue. So clearly, this is an example of a psikresha lo nichle. As a psikresha lo nichle, so it's Heter Gomor, says the Aruch. This is exactly what I've been telling you. It's the Aruch extrapolated from this Gemara. A guy wants to walk past a sensor that a light's going to go on. He doesn't really care the light. It's the daylight. The sun is shining. He's a little potlo whether the light goes on or not. If it is the Aruch, it's Heter Gomor. You can walk past the light sensor. Doesn't matter. It's a psikresha. Who cares? It's a psikresha lo nichle. The sun's shining. It's not helping you the light. It's a psikresha lo nichle. What's the mokor? Maybe Yayin Mizalfa Gabi Ishim. What a right. Gotta be an Aruch. Gotta be a Rishon, pre Rishon to think of this. It's this Gemara that becomes the ultimate source for the Aruch. Now, of course, the question gets thrown back at Tosfos. The Baal HaTosfos, who disagreed with the Aruch, who said that there's no such thing called a psikresha lo nichle being mutter. There's no such Gemara. That Gemara in Shabbos Kof Gimel that we spent so much time on last week was no right at anything. Tosfos said that, and it's still awesome in the Rabbanan. There's no hefdim whatsoever. So according to Tosfos, that psikresha lo nichle is not a permissible category. How do you make any sense out of this Gemara? So this is not my kasha, this is Tosfos' kasha on themselves. We take a look at the Maravach of Ksubas. We put on a Tyson Ksubas in the Maravachamas. So it's Tyson Ksubas da Vav Amin Aleph. So it's a big, big Tyson. Those who have the Mark Ksubas, those who look on the phones, it's Vav Amin Aleph. Haim Such Raisa Den Azaisa. Let's see if we can find the Tyson. The big Tosfos, Haim Such Raisa, and Vav Amud Aleph. Those who are looking Gemaras, looking Gemaras, those who are still in the phones, whatever you want, different methods of Maravachamas. It's in the middle of this Tosfos, it's in the fat lines, the big wide lines of Tosfos. It's about 12 lines down or so. The Lo Nichale. See the thoughts of the Lo Nichale? Okay? So towards the middle of the line. For Raias HaOruch, Einan Raias. So Tosfos says, all the Raias that the Aruch brought, Mishkin Raias. We're not going to focus on all of them, we're just going to focus on one. Tiyahi Demati Rabbi Shimon, Lazalif Yayin Agabi Uishin. The great Raya from the Sefer Zvachot Tzadi Aleph that Rabbi Shimon permits pouring wine on the fire, even though there's a chance it's going to go out, even though we know it's going to go out. Says Tosfos, Ik Alameimar, the mitzvah shiny. Says Tosfos, that Gemara is not right then. Maybe that Gemara is the exception to the rule, because you have another factor in the equation called Makom Mitzvah, and that's why a Psik Reish Shalom Nichalei is Mutter. But regularly, a Psik Reish Shalom Nichalei would be Asur. Before we get the extrapolate, let's figure out the Tosfos. So again, we had the Orach Shavayach with Runz Vachim. Tosfos has to refute the Rai, because Tosfos holds the Mice of Psik Reish Shalom Nichalei is Asur. Tosfos says Makom Mitzvah is different. No. Let's get the ball rolling. Let's get thinking on this one. Do we understand what Tosfos is talking about? Do you understand Tosfos' dichli? If I were to ask you a question, when you see a dichli like this in a Rishon, you're really not allowed to do it, but if it's a Makom Mitzvah, then it's okay. You know right away, when you see a Teretz like that, you're really not allowed to do it, but Makom Mitzvah is okay. That what kind of a Mitzvah are we talking about? There's no deraisa here. We're not mata deraisa. I mean, unless it's a meal of Shabbos or something. You know that this is a lingo, a derabbanan big lingo. It's awesome in derabbanan, but there's a big shas of chachamim. So it's clear from Tosfos, if Tosfos is entertaining this tichli, that the worst case scenario, even those who disagree with the Aruch, even those who shem with sefer sikreishal nichli is also, it's only awesome in derabbanan, right? Because if it would be awesome in deraisa, the Makom Mitzvah wouldn't do a thing. So the worst case here, it's only Yosef and Dirabana. No, who's got a problem based on last week's Shia?
It's only by Shabbos.
Oh, then he says, wait a second. Tosfos said in Shabbos Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph, to explain their Shita, that Psik Reish Lo Nichalei is Osir, Tosfos said, it's Osir and Dirabana, and in Shabbos it's Osir and Dirabana, because it falls short because it's not a Melach Shem Tzich L'Gufa. But in Kol Terekula, when Melachshet Zirgufa isn't a fact, it doesn't play a role. According to Tosfos, this basic thrust of the Shita should be that a Psik Reish Shalom Nichalei and Kol Terekula should be awesome with their Isa. If it's awesome with their Isa, then what's Makom Mitzvah going to help? Mezalfen Yayin is not Shabbos. Mezalfen Yayin is Tuesday. The guy's bringing wine and pouring on the Mizbech on Tuesday afternoon. So Rabbi Shimon says, it's okay, it's fine. It's a Psik Reish Shalom Nichalei. And Tosfos says, aye, but it's still awesome with the Rabbanan. So he says, nah, don't worry about it. It's only awesome with the Rabbanan. Therefore, Makom Mitzvah is Mater. Makom Mitzvah is not Mater. It's a Deraisa. This is Kotar. This is not Shabbos. This is not my Kashi. It's Rabbi Chanan's Kashi. Rabbi Chanan says, it's Tzorech Iyin Gerev. What does Tosfos talk about? It's Rabbi Chal. What does that want to say? How can Tosfos present this as a Dich? How can this be a valid Dichli? Pilei Ploy in this time. I don't have an answer. Rabbi Chanan doesn't have the answer. It's a Pilei Ploy in this line of Tosfos. So basically, we still need an answer. So what is the Dichli of the Aruch's right? Unless you want to walk away and say, if you walk between your senses of Shabbos and follow the Aruch, maybe we want to end up with that. But if you want to disagree with the Aruch, and you want to hold up Psik Reish Shalom Nichalei still awesome in the Rabbanan, you got to come up with another approach. I don't want to say a better one, I mean, Mezalfen and Tosfos, but you got to come up with a different approach to explain away why Mezalfen Yayin is different. Nope. Who's got conceptually a different approach? Explain to me what Psik Reish Shalom Nichalei is still awesome, it's awesome in the Raisa, and Mezalfen Yayin is still Mutter. Just tell me where something. Tell me where something. It's not a what? It's not a Psik Reish. Who says Psik Reish? Who told you it's a Psik Reish? The Aruch told you it's a Psik Reish. Who said Psik Reish? Did anybody look at Rashi? You gotta look at Rashi now. Go back to Tzadi Aleph from Beis and Zvachim.
I mean, it's significant. I thought the Gemara doesn't say it.
The Gemara doesn't say it. The Gemara doesn't say it. The Gemara doesn't say it. The Gemara says from Shimon Rebuta, that's all. Yeah. So take a look at Rashi. Three lines from the bottom to the Alpha and Base. HaRabbi Shimon. Shmuel, HaRabbi Shimon, became the Amos Kabin Mechabos. Since he's not intending to be Mechabe, Eimo Sichbe, Ruya Lov Lesor, Lemeka Mashmusa, the Isha. Since Rabbi Shimon holds that it's only Derech Devesh and Miskaven, therefore he's not worried about Lo Sichbe, and he's willing to interpret the pasuk Kipshutai, you pour it on the fire. So the starting point is, the baseline is, you pour it on the fire. If you hold as a problem Lo Sichbe, you have to dray and reinterpret the pasuk and say, no, it really means on the sides of the Mizbech. Rabbi Shimon, who didn't have to reinterpret the pasuk, because he holds Lo Sichbe doesn't apply to Devesh and Miskaven, put it on the fire. Look at this. The Intoima Rashi. This is like a Tosfos capture. Rather, the Intoima. Correct Rashi. Psik Reish of Lo Yomusu. So Rashi's asking our kasha. It's a Psik Reish. Let's read the Rashi. What's the answer? Epsher, the Mezalifle, b'tifin dakos va'oid, you could pour it in little drops. Hilkach inami mechabim b'tifos kasos, even though it ended up to be big drops, and top of the fire went out, big deal, though she miscavenged.
So what is Tosfos then leading back into the case of Makom Mitzvah Shiny?
You mean Rashi's third effect?
Okay.
Let's just focus on Rashi for a second. So what did Rashi just say? Rashi undermined everything the Aruch said. The Aruch sitting around and saying, I'm telling you, this is a psikresha, this is a psikresha, psikresha. This is a raya from my idea that psikresha l'michla is mutter. Rashi says, you're wrong. It's not a psikresha b'chlal. So I want you to tell me, why exactly is it not a psikresha?
It sounds more like a sort of, like,
in Bilma Kevist. Wait, why is it not a secretion?
Because there's a potential that you can't do it.
So I'm going to do
it. It's not a secretion. That's a Rashi, right? Once there's a potential.
Because that's an unbelievable shot, and it may be the correct shot, but it's not the only shot in Rashi. Okay. I'm going to read the Rashi to you again, and I'm going to translate the Rashi in two different ways. Okay, let's read the Rashi. I'm just going to put up the video time. The Vim Taim of Psychration of Yomusu, I it's a Psychration. Ev should the Mizalah Floyd be keep a Dakas Noid. It's possible that you're going to pour it with little drops, and you better make sure to do it with little drops. Don't take a bucket, take a medicine droplet. Make sure to do it with little drops. Because if you try to do it with big buckets, you try to pour the whole bottle of wine on the Mizbeth, it's going to be a Psychration. So Rashi is one of you. Do it with little drops. Hilkach, therefore, as long as you're planning on doing it, derech dover shev iskafin, inami b'chavit even d'gasas, even though it may end up that you made a little bit too big drops, and you may have ended up extinguishing the flame, that's like the guy who's schlepping the very light chair on the backyard, and it's a light chair, so it could be, it's quite possible it won't make a hole. And he goofed. At the end of the day, the Tapa realized it didn't make a whole big deal. That's a dumb shit in the sky. So when Rashi said, Rashi's not saying, aim to do it with Tipin Gassas and hide behind dumb shit in the sky. Rashi's saying, aim to do it with Tipin Dakos, and if by some chance you goofed, you're okay, it's dumb shit in the sky. That's one way of reading Rashi. But you didn't want to read Rashi that way. You want to read Rashi the other way. Listen, the other way of reading Rashi. V'yam fayim upsigration v'yamasu. So Rashi's telling you a piece of information. Epsher. In the laboratory, in theory, it could be that some guy could pour one of the mizbech with tipin dachos. And since that possibility exists, therefore, inami mechave b'tipin gases. If you decide to do it with tipin gases, that's okay. Why is that okay? That's not for the psikreshi. That's a huge chiddush. What did Rashi just tell you? Rashi just redefined psikreshah for us. I thought that, how do you know whether something is a psikreshah or not a psikreshah? How do you define whether it's a psikreshah or not? Vashem Sham. If I'm doing it in a manner, I'm doing A in a manner that I'm going to bring about B, that is a psikreshah. What is, according to the second way of reading Rashi, the very mechushik way of reading Rashi, what did Rashi just say?
That's not true.
It's only called a psikresha if A and B are what? And they're married to each other. If A has to be B, there's no way to get to do A without leading it to B, that's called psikresha. If I can dray a cup and figure out a way to do A in a manner that won't lead to B, then I can just do A whatever way I want, even though by the way I'm doing it is going to lead to B. That's not called a psikresha, that's rashi. If you read your mechushik away. You can see why some people are very weary to read the Rashi.
No, it's a very incredible heter in a sense.
It's an amazing heter. It's an amazing heter. But what's it based on? Lumbus. What's the lumbus? Again, if Rashi didn't say anything, if Rashi just said, make sure to do tefillin dakos, then Rashi did say something, he means he disagreed with the Aruch. He gave you the option of doing it not derech psik reisha, so that does solve the Aruch's raya, but it didn't tell us something, you know, drastic. If you read Rashi the second way, so then Rashi told us something phenomenal, something unbelievable. So we have to make the unbelievable believable. So what's Pshat in Rashi? What's the beer of Rashi? How can you say such a thing? Because in theory, I could, I should, I would have, but I didn't.
Because it goes back to what we said last week. It's not the psychology, but
it's right on target. Right on target. 100% on target. Last week we had a Ruchonin's famous Chakirim Psikresha. Ultimately, why Psikresha also? It's Psikresha also because psychologically I'm planning on doing B because I know B is going to happen, so I'm planning on doing B. Nah, forget the psychology. The reason why I'm secretion is also because the halacha declares A and B is one ma'aseh now. A and B are one. You can no longer say I'm doing A and I'm not doing B. Once A and B are connected, they're connected. Once you take psychration out of the realm of psychology, put it into the realm of halacha, into the world of the Beis Medrash, then one can argue, what makes A and B into one? Not just the fact that the way you are doing it, A leads to B, but the fact that A and B are inseparable from one another, that's what's kevesa of psychration. Kol's mind that the possibility exists to separate between the two, that's nishkim psychration. So it would make a lot of sense based on the bia that we're saying. So again, so let's see for a second how many biurim now that we have this simple Gemara's Bachim. Gemara's Bachim told us that according to Vishivin, you can pour the wine in the Mizbech and nothing to worry about. Three, you're putting out the fire, who cares? So we have now four biurim, why that's so. We have the Aruch who said it's a psikration of Nichle, this is a riot of psikration of Nichle, it's Mutalachat Chilin, Kalatar Kula. We have Taisus who we didn't really understand, Taisus Subis, that it should have been awesome in the Rabbanim, but we're going to map to the Makom Mitzvah, which was very hard for us to formulate to understand why that should be so. If it's also the Rabbanim, that smacks of Lachshan Tichla Guf, which doesn't apply out of Shabbos. So we left the Tzachim and Taisus. Now we're having Rashi number one who's saying it's not a psikration because it's just not a psikration because you're not going to do it with Tipin Gassos. And the fourth pshat is the Chiddush pshat in Rashi. It's not a psikration even if you do it with Tipin Gassos because it's Efshar and Tipin Gassos. So we have four pasuk. Do we have any other possibilities? Can we come up with any other ideas? So they take something that may sound radical. It's not so radical at all. I wasn't the one to say it. It may sound radical. Gemara here says that according to Rabbi Shimon, it's okay. You can pour it on the Mizbech, no problem, because the Dovah Shem is Kaveh. This Gemara is Shalai Kelloch. This Gemara is not the final word. This Gemara is Bacham Tzadi Aleph. It's not usually the way we learn Sugis. Why would I say something as strange as that? That this Gemara is not the final word on the topic. Because a good place to test the halacha l'maaseh applications of Zvachim Tzadi Aleph is to look in the Rambam. You're not going to look in Shulchan Aruch Chuchas, pour the wine in the Mizbech, no such thing. You have to look in the Rambam. So the Rambam, we want to see how the Rambam paskins on the Shaila. We want to know, what does the Rambam tell us? What are you supposed to do with the wine that you bring? Are you supposed to put it in the Mizbech? Are you supposed to pour it down the chutes, down the sides, down the tubes? What does the Rambam say? So let's take a look. Find the Rambam thing. I gave them my mochum in the Rambam, right? What's my mochum in the Rambam thing here? You have it? No, does it have it on the phone?
That was today's sheet?
Yeah, on today's sheet, yeah. No, it didn't come through?
Came through. One says bus for hold on top, another two don't have the top.
Oh, that's great. Okay. Very good. That was very responsible of me. Okay, let's see if I can find it. It's probably in Perch Mazania with my Sakuronis.
One of them says it's page should be base.
Yeah, that's good. Someone should need out. Look for it. Okay, I know it had to be around this thing. Okay. Oh. Oh, okay, I got it. Yeah, you're right. Okay. Preg design. Who is my second? Bonus preg design. Look, you're dollar. Ketzad osin v'yayin habobif ne'atzmo. The person is misnadi v'yayin. You have it in the Rambam. Ketzad osin. What do you do with wine that was in the middle of the halacha? It's not the beginning. It's the middle of the halacha, you're dollar. What do you do with wine that a person brought as a net to bring by itself? So no sin of melach. First, you have to put salt on it, because a kol kabarach atakim melach. I don't know how good that does for the taste of the wine, but that's not our issue right now. You have to salt the wine. U'menaschoi kulo agav yashisin. And the Rambam says, what do you do with it? You pour it down the tubes, on the side. You don't put it on the fire. What? That's striking. How do we paskin in halacha about machlokes between Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon's kavod is mutter. We paskin Rabbi Shimon's kavod is mutter. Everybody knows that. Bein b'shabbos, bein b'chol tarkula. The Rambam paskins make that explicitly. That Rabbi Shimon's kavod is mutter. So wait a second. According to, we read the Gemara together in Zvachim three times already. According to what the Gemara says, halakash amir Rabbi Shimon, if you paskin Rabbi Shimon, so the correct place to put the wine should be on the fire. The only reason why some of the Tanaim deviated and said that you can't put it on the fire, you gotta put Nebuch down the tubes. The tubes didn't really belong down the tubes. Yishere, should have been on the fire. Nebuch, the reason why half the Tanaim, why either of you the Tanaim said you can't do that, is because they held Dov Shem Skavin is also. But the Rambam Paskas and Kolter cool Dov Shem Skavin is Mutter. So according to Rambam, it's Mutter. Why do we deviate? Why do we put it on the Shisin for? Why in the world did the Rambam put it on the Shisin? So I don't know how good your eyes are, I don't know how good your phone is, but on the bottom is the Mari Corpus. Does it show up on your...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So let's pick it up in the Halachi Dalet. The last word of the line is the Kavan. It's about halfway down, six, seven lines down. The Kavan, the last word of the line. The Kavan Shirabeinu Posek Rebbe Shimon, Lachanuch HaShabbos. The pasuk, the starting point is you put it on the fire. The only reason why some Tanoim moved it to the Shisa is because they held the Rabbi Yehuda. V'nireh, Shirabenu Savar, Tavei Psik Reisha. The Rambam, you know, we ask the Kasha, hey, isn't it Psik Reisha? What's the answer? Yup, it is a Psik Reisha. Shirabenu Savar, Tavei Psik Reisha. The Modi Rabbi Shimon, she'iyav shashi yazal, if I say, elam ken yichaber. So what's the problem now?
That's not what the Gemara says.
That's not what the Gemara says. Not at all what the Gemara says. Keep on going. So, v'nir shabenu sam davi psik reish, the Modi Rabbi Shimon, she'iyav shashi yazal, elam ken yichaber. V'kasha omru sham b'braisa, o enu el ishim, amas le'yichaber. Umashem midu sham k'rab Yehuda, haynu mekamei to take him on the mode of Rabbi Shimon b'psik reishe. Aval boser di asikna the mode leisa l'dishmuel. Ubrais is a filu Rabbi Shimon asyon. What did Mary Kirkus just say? That this whole sugya, the Maseches Zvachim, remember what you said to me before. What words don't appear in Zvachim? We would have expected Psik Reisha to make a showing here. And it's not here. There's no mention of Psik Reisha in the sugya. Why not? Zokta Mari Kurkus Das Rambam, that the Gemara here wasn't even holding by Psik Reisha yet. Who was Mechadish Psik Reisha, Rabbi said? We learned this last week. Abai V'Rav Adamu Travayu, Modu B'Shur Psik Reisha. The Gemara says in the Sefer Shabbos of Kuf Lamed Gimel that Abaye didn't even know it until Rava convinced him. The Gemara says the famous that Abaye in his youth used to think that Rabbi Shimon disagreed also about Psik Reisha. Rava convinced Abaye, Rava turned Abaye onto his team. The Gemara says the famous in Shabbos Kuf Lamed Gimel that Rava convinced Abaye in his later years that might have Shimon Psik Reisha. Once you open up that possibility that it wasn't so partial as a bit of secretion. Okay, we live post Abai and Rav, so no one's going to say today, well, I don't like Abai and Rav. Well, Modi Abai and Rav, that's the Maskana Sigmar, no question about it. But there was a very real possibility out there, Abai is subscribed to, all the other Rav may have subscribed to, and says Mary Kirkus, quite frankly, the Gemara in Zvachim is subscribing to that. There's no mention of secretion in Zvachim. It's supposed to be there. It's not there because this sugya, it's an early sugya, this is before Abai and Rav. We don't know which Amoraim was saying this sugya. This sugya was pre the world of Sikresha. Kaidimsha, we realized that by Rav is Chiddush, that Rav is Sikresha. The Rambam took one look at this Gemara and realized that right away, says the Mari Kirkus. Because the only other ways to get out of this Gemara, so sure, one way to get out of this Gemara is to go down to Oros Pshat, Sikresha Nichol Ez Mutter, the Rambam didn't buy into that. The other way is to say like Taisas Bokovitz was different. Ah, come on, you can't say that. To say like Rashi, that this is not a Psik Reisha because it is, because of that, because the other, yeah, the Rambam didn't buy into that. The Rambam says, you're right, it is a Psik Reisha. And I'll leave it the Emes, Zok the Rambam, I'll leave it the Emes Lamito. You can't do it on the Ishim because it's a Psik Reisha. The Gemara didn't say, because the Gemara wasn't going to receive a Psik Reisha. That's why the Halacha, when the Rambam formulates Halacha Lamaisa, so the Rambam writes, the din is they have to not let it pour on the fire because it's not hapsik reisha. And hapsik reisha is also ayis lo nichalei. This is called tarkul. Hapsik reisha lo nichalei. The called tarkul is nasa mina torah. I told you don't blame me for this. Mari Kirkus, Mari Kirkus kesef mishnah quotes Mari Kirkus right and left. For years and years, the Mari Kirkus wasn't around. It was an old parish in the Rambam, and the newer in the Franco Rambams, they brought it back to life. They came, made it back into the page in the Rambam. But the Kesef Mishnah had it all the time. It quotes it Ma'aseh B'chol Yom. It quotes the Mari Kirkus. So, basically, how many answers now do we have to our Kasha? We have five answers to our Kasha. What happened to Psig Resha? Either it's a psigreshal nichle and it's mutter, or it's a psigreshal nichle and mocha mitzvah's mutter, which we still didn't understand, or it's not a psigreshal because you're going to do it with small drops, it's not a psigreshal because you're going to figure out to do it in big drops, and that's also okay, because it's epsha, ayday, small drops, or the answer is like the Rambam Shita. But the Mari Kirkus doesn't end with this. He says, I'm going to prove to you that I'm right. Prove to you that I'm right. In order to appreciate his proof, you have to go back to the Gemara's Bachar again. The Gemara was discussing the different shittas in Tanoim, what to do with this wine. You bring this wine, you back, where do you put it? What do you do with it? So we know Rabbi Yehuda had what to say, we know that Rabbi Shimon had what to say, but there's another very important Tano had what to say. If you take a look at the thin lines at the Alpha Bays, right before the lines get wide, the three lines up from where the lines get wide, there's a Toshma, Yayin Kedivri Rabbi Akiva Lesafon. Rabbi Akiva happened to hold that the wine goes down the tubes. But hey, look at how Rabbi Akiva held the wine goes down the tubes. Okay, good, great. I mean, it's always nice to know Rabbi Akiva held. Why is that so important? Because according to the simple reading of the Gemara, if you hold it goes down the tubes, that's another way of saying you can't put it on the Mizbeach. Must be that you're subscribing to Hushita. Must be you're a Rabbi Yehuda person, right? So Tosis on the page in Sadi Aleph of Beis, the bottom Tosis, V'yum Taim HaShamina Le'er Rebbe Kiva D'Sav L'Kiv Yishuv Le'er Mil Zabasra. Tosis, Kol Tarkul in front of him, the Dagobah Gemara, the end of a Kam of all places, where Rabbi Akiva says, "Ash sugi to come, Rabbi Akiva, Mishum Rabbi, Yom Rabbi Shim, Mishum Rabbi Akiva, Levish Adam Yud Kilayim Zal Zekadesh Lahavras Amechukh." Remember, we spoke last week about the Gemara Pesachim, about putting on clothing you don't really want to wear them. It's a Davar Shem Miskaven, even though a shatnez is in it. Rabbi Akiva says it's okay. Rabbi Akiva was the Rabbi Yudan Rabbi Shimon, but the Gemara says beferish that Rabbi Akiva Davar Shem Miskaven is not there. So Tois has got it into a corner here. If the Hele Gitana Rabbi Akiva held Davar Shem Miskaven is mutter, so how could Rabbi Akiva say it goes in the Safalim? It should belong on the Ishim according to Rabbi Akiva. That's Rabbi Shimon Shita. So look what Tois has to say. Tois tells the end of the Yeshua, the trait that I believe in Rabbi Akiva. Because Tois is letting you know, it's a kasha, insurmountable kasha. Know who sees the Teretz coming? Says the Mari Kirkus, according to what I just told you, I got a much better Teretz. Much, much better. Mari Kirkus continues on the next page. I don't know how much further in the Mari Kirkus was printed out. Next one.
Yeah.
If you go four lines down. Gav yesh siyul rabbeinu mashavetzina Rabbi Akiva ve'agoyzo desavik Rabbi Shimon v'yuma mosafolim. Rabbi Akiva said, Dav Shem Kav is mutter. He himself says you can't put it on the fire. Hakosh meshul davi psikresha. Uvetoysis kosvun nebuch the trade tanai livid Rabbi Akiva. V'rabbeinu sayim v'di hochi v'avishasik tamudim l'akshir l'tamutzei. He says, if Tais is right, that the Gemara had a spear with Rabbi Akiva, what does the Gemara always do? It says, I'm Rabbi Akiva, Hachi, I'm Rabbi Akiva, da, da, da. The Gemara should have said it. So says the Mari Kirkus, the answer is because when all the dust settles, there are other things going on in the sugya. There are other factors going on in the sugya. It's not Klor, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, as we think it is, because there's Pagresha playing a role as well. So if I say, let's put everything back into perspective. So we have the principle of Sikresha from the days of Rabbi and Rav on Nimnu Vagamru, that's the principle. But the earlier Gemaras did or didn't hold it up for the grabs. But Nimnu Vagamru, the days of Rabbi and Rav, Sikresha, Motor of Shem Sikresha. The Gemaras of Beferish and Shabbos Kukim from last week, that there's a difference between Sikresha, the Nichle and Lo Nichle. Sikresha, the Lo Nichle is not a Diaraisa by Shabbos. According to the Yorach, it's Mutlach at Chila. According to Toys, it's still a Dirabonim, but Lachshet Sikhle. We saw a little bit of an interesting idea on the potential pshat and Rashi, almost a redefinition of Sikresha, very Mechumash version of Sikresha. But now, I want to take the sugya one step further and discuss one last critical nekuda concerning psik resha. What is a psik resha? What's not a psik resha? It's only going to bring together many of the studies that we've been talking about. On the Rav Kosa tonight, I put a Rav Kivager. So Rav Kivager in Yerodea, on a Ramon Yerodea. And the Siman Pei Zayin came out. Mm-hmm. So the Ramah and the Rav Kivager, right? Both came out? Okay. So let's just take a look at the Ramah for a minute. It's four lines into the Ramah. The Ramah is talking about a tremendous chum in Hukas Basa B'Cholav. We usually think of Basa B'Cholav something you're not allowed to eat, which is true. You're also not allowed to cook Basa B'Cholav. Who's ever going to cook Basa B'Cholav? Crazy to cook Basa B'Cholav. So listen to this chum in the Ramah quotes. Yesh Omrim, four lines from the top. Yesh Omrim, the Asr Lachdos Ha'esh Tachas Kedei Rishal Ovek Yechavim. I'm out on a camping trip somewhere, and I'm sharing a fire. Jews are cooking, Goyim are cooking, a lot of pots on the fire. And my food's not doing too well. I want to stir the coals a little bit to get my pot to cook a little better. But I will inevitably cause the Goy's food to cook also. So I'm stirring the coals, which is going to make the Goy's food cook a little bit better. Yesh Omrim, you're not allowed to do that. Why? I have no idea what's in the goy's pot. It could be that a minute ago he cooked milk, now he's cooking meat. I don't know what's in the goy's pot. He's not particularly interested in telling me. So the Ramah quotes Yeshayim that my stirring the coals for my pot, but it's going to improve the cooking of the goy's food, maybe a shayla of the rice of a savash of bibacholadimai. The chumra from the Ramah. Yeshayim. At the end of the day, the Rabbah says it's highly unlikely, maybe you don't have to be chayshvid, who says he's cooking meat and milk. You know, there are technical issues involved in this chumrah, but be ikaron, the Rabbah quotes that there's a potential fear over here. So let's take a look at Rabbi Kivager. It's Chidush Rabbi Kivager. It starts with Yesh Omish Asal Lachdas Eish. It's about 5-6 lines into the wide lines. Starts with a big Yesh Omish. Yesh Omish Asal Lachdas Eish. Koshali, correct Rabbi Kivager. Ha'enu mechavin levashel, rach lachdos v'yesh. Says Rabbi Kivager, I'm not interested in cooking the goy's food. I want to stir the pot to cook my food. Vachpati what the goy has in his pot. So it should be a classic, davashen miskavin. Now let's do Rabbi Kivager the next line. Upsigreisha levavi, don't tell me that it's a psigreisha because by stirring the pot, stirring the coals, you're inevitably going to cause this food to cook. That's not a psikresha. The shevel of bishol come back there, boss of a gam cholov. I don't even know what's in the pot. Maybe he's cooking vegetables. Maybe he hasn't cooked flesh in the last 6 months in the pot. I have no idea. So what I don't know automatically is a what? You can't call it psikresha. What does psikresha mean? Psikresha means don't do A because by doing A, you know B will result in B as also. So what would that mean here? Don't stir the coals, because you know by stirring the coals you're going to be cooking bas b'chol. I don't know if I'm cooking bas b'chol. I have no idea there's anything but vegetables in the pot. So it's a bite, the dosh in this cup. So it should be mutal l'chachil, what's the Ramah talking about?
It should be right for the chanan, the halachim.
Oh, we're getting there. You ready? A few steps in. So that's when Kivega formulates the cash. He says he doesn't understand what the Ramah's talking about. What's the rationale for any chum or the yesh om doesn't make any sense? Because the chayra is dosh in this cup. The only thing I could do it in for Davashim Miskav is to call it Psik Resha. How can you call it Psik Resha with a straight face if it's not a Vados? If it's not a Vados, it's not a Psik Resha. So listen to Rabbi Kivager's suggestion. It's Tzorach Leimar. Tadavka besafik de lahaba shema lo yehei nasa kein b'maisa shaloi kamo gora kisei b'savso davisafik shema b'grirasso lo yasa gula. When do we find the principle of a dover shen and miskaven? That's when I'm doing action A, and there's something about the future that I don't know. I don't know whether a hole is going to happen in the next 5 minutes or not. About the suffix de avar, a suffix where the nature of the suffix is a fact in the past. I am not privy to a particular piece of information that is known, I just don't know it. But there is information out there. K'mohacha, b'myesh b'kdeira, b'alua bas b'cholov, if it turns out, k'bishmaya galya, that there is bas b'cholov in this pot, which there may be, I just don't know about it, but the facts are already there, just unknown to me. So says Rabbi Kivetar, b'chit u'zeh b'vadi is bashel, ala ha'sofek shema eimbo b'li is bas b'cholov, zeh mikri psikresha. Rabbi Kivetar coined a phrase. He didn't use this term, but later from the quote, this Kivetar coined a phrase that when you first hear this phrase, you think it's almost gibberish. But they coined a phrase called sofek psikresha. It almost sounds like a contradiction between the other. Psikresha means vatos, and sofek means sofek. What does the term sofek psikresha mean? It means you have a sofek, whether you have a psikresha here. It's not like the sofek of pulling the chair. Bringing the chair is a sofek lahaba, thus the davar shem is kaveh. But if everything is in place, you're just not privy to this particular piece of information, that's called, you have a sofek of psikresha, and what do you do with a sofek psikresha? A sofek lahaba. I can't put it. It's a 50-50 chance whether I'm cooking bas l'chol. Sof the rice l'chol. I can't do that. That's where the kveig is chiddush. That's his beer in the Ramah. So the kveig himself concedes that there are others who disagree with him. If you take a look down towards the end of the kveig, it's the first one line is Asur v'ayin v'arash. Six lines or so down from up from the bottom. First one was also by Abi Arosh. A little bit about halfway through the line. Achein l'das ha'taz. Kvei quotes with taz and arachayim and simin shin tezayim. Shekosa shal l'das ha'tur. B'noav ha'teva. The sofik yibiyesh zvuvim. The mutl ha'dolo. Davidov ha'shem is kavim. The tour writes that if I have a box, and I know for a fact there are flies in this box, and I want to close the lid of the box, to sit in the box. I don't want to trap, I don't care about flies. I want to sit on the box. The Torah quotes Machlekes Rishonim, can you close the box? And the Torah says, no, you're not allowed to close the box. It's a psikresha. And again, you have to stop. Lichlep, leaving out the Aruch right now. The Torah says it's called a psikresha. It says the Taz, but med v'amamurim, that's also because you know there are flies in the box. I don't know the flies in the box. I'm not particularly interested in sticking my head in to see. I have no idea where the flies in the box. The Taz says, no problem. You can hide behind what klal? Davar shem is kavim. Because you don't know where there are flies in the box. So he asks Rabbi Kivetar, wait a second. Says Rabbi Kivetar, not so simple. He says, the suffix of Yesh Vuvim, the butler no, Davar shem is kavim. We out of psikresha. We come up from Duma Einsham Zvuvim. Flo Havi psikresha. Came Lechora. The Taz was willing to call something Davar shem is kavim, even though it was a suffix l'sha'avar. I don't know whether the flies are there. V'nechara v'nidah didan het negomru. The end was kavim l'vashu kli, shalavi kichavim. V'yev sh'te'en b'sach l'klav, b'aluv v'as l'chol, b'av psikresha. So Rabbi Kivetar says, I'm minded that my shtikl Torah is against the Taz. But the Taz clearly understood that Cholzman is a suffix. I don't care whether it's a suffix l'sha'avar. I don't care whether it's a suffix l'haba. If there's a latest a suffix, that's by definition not called a psikresha. You can't call something a suffix psikresha as a steer. It's a contradiction in terms. If there's any latest a suffix, it's automatically Davar shem is kavim. And Rabbi Kivetar says, I don't think it's right. I think it depends on whether the suffix is l'sha'avar or l'haba. Nur Bai said, what's the bir adov? What's the machlokes of the Taz with Kivetar? Conception. Going back to last week's year, for Bechanan's Chakira. Why is psikresha a problem? According to one version, why psikresha is a problem is because psychologically, you're having in mind, you know what's going to happen, you're having in mind it's going to happen. But if I don't know what's going to happen, in the psychologist's world, I couldn't care less whether it's a suffix l'habal or at the end of the day, I have no idea what's going to happen, it's mutter. Rabbi Kivetar's svara is not a svara in psychology, it's a svara in the Beis Medrash, it's a svara in lumbus. Namely, if there's a lumbus hagdorim psikresha, that A and B merge to become one, that's the definition of a psikresha, the merging of the two actions together. Davar shem is kavim means they don't merge, And segregation means they do merge. One could argue, Dovashen Miskaven, that lends itself to the lack of merging, is because the suffix is Lahaba. It means I don't know where the A is going to lead to B. But if the reason why I don't know that A may lead to B is not that I don't know it's going to lead to B, I just don't know what the facts are now. I'm an Amaret, I have no idea what's going on. I don't know whether there are flies in the box. I don't know whether there's Bas Mechol in the pot. So I have a suffix whether A and B merge. So that's a suffix, segregation. That's some segregation, L'chumra. So this Chiddush of Rabbi Kiveger, L'chora, makes a lot of sense if you're not in the psychology world. If you're in the halacha world, it makes a lot of sense. This doesn't bode well for us. Because if this is right, how do we pass in halacha? Most of the Rishonim don't accept the Aruch. According to what we've been saying for the last two Shiurim, the Aruch was the psychology pshat, the other Rishonim were the halacha pshat. If you go with the halacha pshat, then a lot of things are changing in Hippos Segregation. You have certain cools of segregation, like you suggested, maybe that Bir and Rashi is right. So you have certain, once you're in the world of halacha, then you work with different criteria. It's not just plain and simple, it's not 100% versus 50% anymore. There are halachic hakdars, halachic categories. And certain things that we thought were segregations all of a sudden are not becoming segregations. And certain things that we thought are not segregations are becoming segregations. Because it all depends on, do we connect the dots between A and B? So the Mishnah Berurah has an interesting shara. It's a Mishnah to Zion about this. It says Mishnah Berurah, Ken Zion Reb Kiveg Israel, could be Reb Kiveg Israel. And whenever you have a suffix l'sha'avar, so that's not called a Dovshim Mitzkavah, that's called a suffix segregation. Okay, good. It's a suffix. What do you do when you have a suffix in Aloha? What's the answer? Well, suffix derais l'chum, suffix derban l'kula. It says in the Mishnah Berurah, you can close the box anyway. You know why? Because trapping flies is only drabban anyway. You know why? Because it's called Eim Amino Nitzod. He said, nobody can, normal people don't trap flies. It's Kaliachayat. It's not normal. It's worse than drabbanan. So Rabbi Kiveger is right in Lomdos, but the Taz is right in Halacha. You can close the door, or you can sit on the box, close the box, if you're not sure there are flies there. Not because fundamentally we accept the Taz. Maybe the Taz is not right. Maybe Kiveger's Lomdos is more correct. But Lemaisa, the question involved is only if they're Rabbanon, then you're allowed to do it anyway because it's slow growth than the other suffering. It wouldn't help anybody's Shabbat. Wouldn't help a Shabbat. So give it. Oh, it does. Oh, now we're talking. I'll give you a kid. Halacha Lemaisa, real Shaila. Guy comes home from Shul Friday night, and his wife tells him the following piece of information. I don't remember whether I turned off the fridge light or not. What's it? Can you hide behind Dovashem Miskaven? According to the Taz? Absolutely. Dovashem Miskaven. It's a 50-50 chance whether she doesn't remember what you want. 50-50 chance whether she turned off the light or not. I want to open up the door. There's a chance that it may trigger the light. Maybe, maybe not. It's a 50-50 chance Dovashem Miskaven. Is that the problem? I turn on the light as soon as they're Isaac. Who cares? It's mutter anyway. Dovashem Miskaven. But according to Rabbi Kiveger, there's a piece of information that I'm not privy to. That's like the flies inside the box that I don't know about. That's like the bus will cover the pot that I don't know about. There's a light that may or may not be on. If I open up that door, I'm doing a suffix isser, and we assume turning on a regular bulb, assuming that's a soup for now, it's an incandescent bulb for now. It's a regular light bulb, so we assume this is deraisa, that would be a mamashin. There would be a suffix deraisa l'chomra. You wouldn't be able to open up that door. What could you do? Probably. The worst that we're offering, this is going into psegration, right? It's the worst it is in the suffix psegration. So there's a good cool in Shabbos, and I'm really after about a psegration for Dinis Mutter. For a very simple reason. I'm really after means, I can't tell the good to do malacha. I'm not telling you to do malacha. I'm telling to do what? Open up the refrigerator. The fact that opening up the fridge door is going to trigger the light to go on, even if I know the light's on. I know my wife says, for sure she forgot to turn it off. It's still mutter, yes, to go to open the door. Why? Because there's no wisdom, I'm merely akam on a psikration. Because I'm merely akam on malacha, it's great, I'm not telling to do malacha, I'm telling to do A, A is not B. Unless one argues that the light that goes on upon opening up the refrigerator door is not a psikration. It's worse than a psikration. It has to be worse than a psikration. I'm opening up the door, it has to be worse. How do you open up a lined refrigerator? What's the normal way to open up the lined refrigerator? Open the door. One can open, it's like a light switch. This is the act. This is a mice. This is it. This is not a psychoratio turning on a light. This is it. That last akuda, not really a sugar, it was just interesting halacha. That last akuda was actually machlokes Rav Moshe Shomadam. Rav Moshe assumed that we can split in our minds the opening of the refrigerator door, the light going on, and the worst it is a psychoratio. Worst case there is a psychoratio, which again, well, may be problematic, but I doubt really that would be okay. But Rav Shlomo Zalman had a svara that no, that says the way of opening up the refrigerator light is the opening of the door. It becomes blend, becomes hainuach. So Ma'ase Shorei Kachoya, when this story, Ma'ase Shorei Kachoya, it goes back a long time ago with the YB's Medrash. It was must have been before I was married, because it was late on the late Friday night. So I apologize for the fact that I was in the Beis Medrash, must have been before I was married. It's a late Friday night, and some fellow walks into the Beis Medrash, and he says, so he realized he left his car door open or something in the Heights. Keys in the car, the whole chagadja. And he wanted to know, could he ask one of the security guards to go and open his car door, get the keys out, whatever the cheshbon was. Because he says that by opening the door, the light's going to go on. That would be the malacha, potential malacha not. The light's going to go on. So at the time, so I said, I thought it was at the Gama. I said, it's a psikresha, true psikresha, but it's idea. I'm really akum idea psikresha. We pass give a mokum hefsid, mokum shabbos, any tzorech whatsoever is mutter. It's a pretty big tzorech. So I thought it was heptagram, you can ask a guy to open up the car, knowing full well that the light's going to go on. So at the time, Rabbi Harari, Shiva Rabbi Harari, he pulls out Shmir Shabbos, Kilchasa, he shows you a footnote at the bottom of Shmir Shabbos from Shlomo Zalman, who wasn't so sure about that. Who had this suffix that maybe that's called the Malacha Mamish, or the Malacha Biyadayim.
Cartlight is different than the fridge light.
So, you could, but between you and me, how many times have you the only time I ever do that, why? Is when,
the kids get locked. Well,
I do it when my kids play with the light that goes off, but 99% of the time, the way to open up the when you get into the car, you open up the door, and that's what turns on the light. Tachlis. So I could hear the Svar L'chav. So he shows me this footnote of Shlomo Zalman, and then I was arguing with Igor Smosha has about refrigerators. We're back and forth fighting about this. In the end, it wasn't relevant, because the call of ice, I think, was broken into already. It was 186th in Laurel Hill. It wasn't even lasting very long with an open door and keys inside. So whatever it was. But also Alonzo, except for the guy at the door. But anyway, getting back to that story in terms of the psychoratio, so we saw a lot of stuff flying around, and it all came from our Gemara. It all started from the Gemara himself. Remember, we learned something. We didn't even open up a Gemara himself. I didn't even bring Gemara. We didn't even open a Gemara himself tonight. But it all came from last week's sugya, because the Gemara introduced Dov Hashem Eskavin in the sugya of Yisuri Hanoh, and with Machlokes Tais in the Ran, if a person is nenemi Yisuri Hanoh derech psychoratio, does that change anything? That the Hefter Rishon and Ran said that psikresha doesn't apply, but you're not dealing with this in Maisa, because he was looking at psikresha through the lens of Maisa. Taisa said psikresha applies even to Isurim, which are not Maisa, but just Isurim, no. Because he was looking at psikresha almost with the eyes of lexicology, almost closer to the Aruch. That's got the whole ball rolling in terms of Esha. Hope that's shown next week. So we have the next part of psikresha, the second or the third part of the series of psikresha. At the end of the day, so we had Machlokes, the Aruch, and Taisa, the psikresha, and Nichalai Mutter, also shown. But the whole machlokes says in the Aruch was dealing with their isis. We're talking about Mizalf and Yayin, we're talking about Yisum, their isis. Does anything change if the stakes go down a little bit? Namely, what would all the other Rishonim say to the Aruch if the case in point is only a Derabbanan? Does that change any of the factors or not? So that's the next part of the sugya. From next week, we'll pick it up for that.